track 10, Leaving Addictive Love. In the last track, we discussed the roadblocks of self-delusions about leaving, fear, and loss of financial stability many battered women face that postpone their decision stuck in addictive love. In this track, we will discuss how battered women often fall into this cycle of addictive love. As you know, addictive, non-nurturing love in battering relationships is often learned. Battered women have often been taught from a very young age that love will bring her elation, happiness, and joy. When a woman values herself less and feels she needs a greater and greater amount of love, her love has become addictive. Have you found, like I, that the battered women in addictive love are certain they cannot, nor do they even want to survive without their partner's love, let alone leaving? As you know, addictive love works itself into a cycle of addiction for the battered woman. Listen to the following three stages of this cycle of addictive love and think of a battered woman you are currently treating who has talked about leaving. Which stage of the addictive love cycle is she currently experiencing? Number one, this cycle can begin when the battered woman feels an overwhelming need for her partner, which is fulfilling at first. Number two, however, as soon as the supply for the need is removed and her partner is not available, the battered woman can be overcome with a depressed state. When the man removes himself for long periods of time, battered women can become overpowered by feelings of grief and loneliness, as you know. Number three, however, if her partner is always there, her dependency grows. As you know, this cycle of addiction can cause a permanent and problematic state for the battered woman. An example of a battered woman who has fallen into the trap of addictive love is Christy, a 62-year-old accountant who recently became involved with a co-worker, Brian. Christy stated, "We were together all day, every day, except for when he went to work. When Brian started to get irritated with me, like he didn't want to be around me much. If the least little thing went wrong, like once we ran out of toilet paper, Brian just blew up. When I was younger, I thought that under the right circumstances, love would flower. I used to think that everything could be changed, that love could conquer all." As you can see, Christy was taught at a young age to anticipate the feeling of elation and happiness from relationships. This made Christy very vulnerable to addictive love with Brian. Christy's degree of vulnerability related directly to the extent to which she had been taught that love brings elation and feelings of happiness. However, battered women are not the only ones who experience this. As you know, battered men often fall into the trap of addictive and dependent love as well, which has a major impact on the woman's ability to leave. These battering men are extremely jealous and feel the need to control each aspect of their partner's lives, as you know. The battering man's fear of abandonment may lead him to physically and emotionally abuse his partner in an effort to make her unable and unwilling to escape. This, in turn, makes the addicted woman more dependent, helpless, and reluctant to leave. Think back to the times you've treated a client like these. How did you help them resolve these issues? What do you do to inform your client about addictive love relationships? Christy benefited from learning four nurturing love basics. As I read these basics, think of your Christy and how they may help her to begin to release herself from her cycle of addictive love and facilitate her decision to stay or to leave. Number one, love is not a prison. This helped Christy to see how destructive it is for two people to become engulfed in each other to the point of one person feeling desperately alone and the other one feeling possessive or possessed. Number two, evaluate the relationship on all levels. Certain aspects of a relationship may feel more dependent and addictive than others. For Christy, it was important for her to see when these changes occurred. Number three, discover the irrationality and delusion of the addictive love cycle. The irrationality of the battered woman's feelings about love and her battering partner are best summed up by Dr. Irvin Yalom. According to Yalom, your battered client may be in love with the idea of being in love. Thus, it is important for the battered woman to focus not on the state of being in love, but rather on the person whom she is in love with. Number 4, strive to obtain the quality of nurturing love. I stated to Christy, nurturing love promotes personal growth and comes with a realistic love for a person's qualities and personalities. In this track, we have discussed the cycle of addictive love that many battered women and battered men have fallen into. We have also outlined 4 nurturing love basics that can help your client to further assess their self-delusions about their relationships. Would it be beneficial for you to take a portion of your next session to educate your battered client about addictive love and the basics of nurturing love? If so, you might replay this 7-minute track just prior to your session. To survive her addictive love, your battered client may need some life preservers. In the next track, we will discuss 3 life preservers battered women utilize in order to cope with the violence and gain more perspective on leaving. Question 10. What are 4 nurturing love basics that may help your battered client release herself from her cycle of addictive love?